Gonna mix it up here a little bit. I want to start by saying that I bring you greetings from Hope Johnson. Many of you met her last week. She preached in the morning and then led our workshop in the afternoon. She fell in love with you. She was so moved by your spirit and your resilience. And I was like, right? We were sitting right up there and watching as you walk up during the stones and shells. It's like the best view in the house to sit up there. And she just kind of whispered to me, I love them. And if I had one more church in me, she has retired from parish ministry and is now doing consulting. She said, if I had one more parish job in me, I would want to come here. So that is high praise. So I want you to know that she was very impressed with all of you. It might not surprise you to know that when you go to seminary, you have to take a class on preaching. And I don't know if it will surprise you or not, but I kind of dreaded taking that class. I put it off. That's one of the most universal fears, right? Fear of public speaking. And the people that had already taken the class would kind of stoke the flames of fear by saying, oh yeah, they videotape you, okay? They videotape you and you have to watch and they make comments. So it turns out it wasn't that bad. The videotaping did happen, but we were allowed to watch or not watch in private. And the instructor was a big name, UU minister, wonderful preacher, but he was very gracious. And the feedback that we gave to each other was given in love. And it was actually a very positive experience. But probably the most helpful thing in that class was the very first assignment, which was to write a brief essay on our sources of hope. Because he said, you know, there'll be days when you have to preach, but your heart is breaking. There will be days when the world is a dangerous and scary and sad place, but you will have to find hope. And so having to kind of reflect on that was really helpful. And I find that I reach back into those reflections. And I would encourage all of us to have a sense of what is it that gives each of you hope. And I'll share with you some of what resonates for me. And the first thing, and I've talked about this, I think, with John Oliver one evening over dinner, you know, why is there something instead of nothing? You know, so many scientists and physicists understand about the Big Bang and what happened just after, but there's not a lot known about what came before. You know, what was there before there was anything? It makes your head hurt, right? And is there some great purpose for which all of this was created or allowed to come into being? And, you know, no one knows the answer to that. I certainly don't know. But what I have learned is that life is better if you live it as if it has a purpose, right? Life is better if we work to give it meaning and if we live a life that has meaning. The other thing that I draw inspiration from, and I think many of you also draw inspiration from, is the beauty around us, the beauty of the natural world. And if you haven't yet, do take some time with the images, the photos that are out on display, right? Four of our members have made photographs of the natural world, from the tiny to the large to the huge. And it is extraordinary to me, like, why are there rainbows? What possible, I mean, I understand why there are rainbows scientifically, but what purpose do they serve? Why would there be something as beautiful as a rainbow or the Grand Canyon or insects, you know, rubbing their wings together, making beautiful sounds, birds flying? When I am feeling despair, looking out at the beauty around me gives me hope. It gives me comfort. And I imagine that it does for many of you too. And the third thing is the love that we have for each other. The fact that it matters when we are hurting. there can be such cruelty, such violence, such hatred in the world, and it causes me great despair to think that someone could do some of the things that we have experienced lately, say the things that are being said. And yet the fact that it breaks our hearts gives me hope. That we matter to each other gives me hope. And that's why I asked you to write your names on these pieces of paper. You've probably been wondering what you're supposed to do with these. So what I'd like you to do is pass them to one end of the row if you can. I can help with that. Okay, so just gather them together and pass them down. Did everyone write their name down? And up in the balcony, you can put them in that singing bowl that I left for you. That singing bowl has special magic in it. How are we doing with this task of passing them? Oh, I didn't really instruct you very well because there's no center aisle, so this is good. Okay, I'll take, may I have these, Quinn? Thank you. All right. So you trade with me. And I'll take these. And you trade with me. You take these. Did you already get some? You take these.
So I have the signs.
Okay, you take this. Thank you.
So just give them back to people?
Yeah, just switch them up. They went that way? All right, you take these. All right, does every row now have a different stack of papers than they started with? You need some? Okay. All right, we're redistributing. Now, as you get these back, if you would pass them back out, you can look at them, but don't show anyone else your paper. And you should have a name other than your own, if I did this correctly. And we'll get there. We need some back here. You didn't get any yet? Okay. Let's see. There's some coming. These are extra. Here you go. There should be enough for everyone. If you didn't write your name, but you took a name, you should quickly write your name. It's like a potluck or, you know, if you, or no, it's like Secret Santa or what is it? Not Yankee Swap, I'm not supposed to call it that. What do you call it down here? Dirty Santa, right? If you don't bring a gift, you shouldn't take one because then it won't be enough for everybody. So just make sure that you've written your name down before you, when you take a name. How are we doing with this? You all are such good sports. And since I'm breaking that fourth wall or whatever, I should say that any little glitches this morning were totally my fault. I was supposed to read from the Book of Life, and I was just sitting there waiting for that to happen. Have any of you reached the age where you still think that you're going to remember stuff even if you don't write it down? So if I say yes to something, you should say, did you write it down? All right, how are we doing with? Okay. So I'd like you to look at the name on your paper and then tuck it in your pocket. And now over the coming days and weeks, I would like for you to pray for the person whose name you took. And don't tell them. Just pray for them, whatever that means to you. We've been talking today about what prayer means, holding them in your thoughts. If you pray to God, you can pray to God for them. You can wish them well. If I got Wendy's name, I might say as I woke up in the morning, dear Wendy, may you be safe from harm and may you be well. So that's what we're going to be doing for each other over the coming month or so. And then we'll have the big reveal. But we know, right, and this is like from science, we know that for no other reason that we can determine, people that are prayed for do better. They do better in terms of health and sense of well-being. So we are going to offer this to each other as part of our ongoing growth as beloved community. So that is something I want you to do. Is everyone willing to participate in this? And are you willing to accept the prayers of your siblings in faith here? Wonderful. So that is my prayer for us, that we will hold each other in our good thoughts, that we will wish each other well. If there are people that are not here today and you want to include them in this, you can email me their names and I will add them to my prayers. And if there are enough of you, I will do another swap, because I think we all want to be part of this. This is powerful stuff, this praying for each other.